What's up, Will and Grace fans? The old gang is back, and I've got a new gang here 11 years later, season 9, episode 1 of Will and Grace coming at you. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love Harris's theme.
You guys, this is like so nostalgic. I know all of you are feeling it right now.
Oh, so good.
You guys, this first episode was amazing.
Oh, man.
I'm sure you all agree.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes. Guys at home, I know all of you are excited to listen to our thoughts. We want to hear your thoughts. Join us in the live chat. Tweet us. Do whatever you need to do to reach out to us. We want to hear what you have to say because we're going to give you a lot of opinions on this episode because... It is 11 years later, you guys.
Yeah.
11 years.
Like, what was
a decade and a year.
Literally over a decade.
Like, what was everyone doing 11 years ago?
We don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
let's handle these introductions, you guys. I am Timothy Michael. You can reach me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. I am joined by my lovely, hilarious co-host. I'm going to have them introduce themselves.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey everybody, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me at Crystal823 on Instagram and also on Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld.
Awesome. First initial thought of the episode, guys. Kia?
Hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Crystal?
Loved. Okay. I mean, it brought back so many memories. Yeah. It made me think, like, wow, I really miss the show.
Yes.
They didn't miss a beat.
No.
It's not like, oh, you can tell it's 11 years. No, it's like... No. Another new episode,
Like
Karen. Oh, we're live again?
Literally. You literally stole the words right out of my mouth because they didn't, A, miss a comedy beat either. These actors are amazing. They look phenomenal.
Oh it's so crazy because the fact that this show went off 11 years ago, watching this, it didn't feel like 11 years ago.
No.
I felt like we just watched it last Thursday or maybe January when the season finale probably went off.
Yep.
And the fact that they all look amazing, the writing was on point. We were cracking up.
Yes.
I'm with you, Crystal. I actually miss this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I miss laughing like that or something on television.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. The chemistry was ridiculous.
Oh.
What?
It's like, how could it have ever gone away? Really? Think about this.
It's crazy that it's 9 seasons now.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Like, and it's going to be kind of weird watching it, at least for me, because I'm always watching it on DVD. I have the whole series. I have the book. I'm crazy. and I've been watching it since forever. And now that when I have it on, it's going to be like, okay, yeah, I know that line. Now it's like, I don't know the lines. I don't know the jokes.
Right.
So I have to pay attention now. I just can't like leave it on in the background.
Right. And that's why we're here, because we're super fans. Another super fan that is joining us, you will hear her voice, is Brianna. She's our amazing engineer. She is also a super fan of the show, guys. So if you get confused by a voice, that is her. She's going to be...
There she is.
Female Jesus.
Jesus. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram if you want at BFIPS14. I will be chiming in all season long because this is my all-time favorite show.
Yes. She's the ultimate fruit fly, you guys. I have to use that line at least once tonight.
It's okay. Just once. It's fine.
I want to jump into the episode with them being current. They had a lot of... current uses of words, such as they were playing the heads up game when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
Grindr made an appearance, not surprised. They used the word woke.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Like queerity made an appearance. What did you guys think of Will and Grace trying to become more current in 2017?
I loved it because they were saying certain words like your president. And these are things that me and my friends say, like, not your president. That's not your president. That's my president. And I love it because, of course, they're in 2017. They left us 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I love that the writers took the time to figure out like what was going on and what's current today, and then they put the words into the show. So I loved it. Woke, your president. I think I woke fake news, which is something that everyone's using right now. So I thought it was really hilarious.
What'd you guys think?
I thought it was funny too. I hate to say this, but it kind of reminded me of like when my mom uses new age term. I'm like, wait a second. How do you know that?
Right.
It made me laugh, though. I mean, I think they really did a good job of picking these, like, new words.
Yeah. I think the way they delivered it was really good because you can either go really bad or really good.
Right.
And I think they went really good because it's not like they're trying hard. It just went with what they were doing. It's not like... grandma trying to be hip. It's like they're already hip.
No, they are
right,
hip.
Right. 100%. And they just, like you said, it just flows. The dialogue just flows. And that's kudos to the writers, because the writers are amazing.
Yeah, oh, and
amazing.
Then did you notice that they never said Trump's name? They're like,
at all.
They didn't say his name once.
I just want to say this episode was just so many subs and so much shade.
The shade was.
Which I love, and they never said his name.
But you guys, there were. Melania, though.
Yes, they did. They were. Because she's not as bad.
And she's the victim.
Yes.
She's
the victim.
Yes. Save Melania.
And we will get into the political subtones of the episode later on. But I do want to kind of address where we kind of left off. Because we left off with the series finale almost 10 years ago. It was a very weird series finale. I know viewers at home, probably us here on the panel, had very mixed reviews about that series finale. And they addressed some of I want to say continuity errors that could come up in the season, in the first episode. What did you guys think of those? Such as, Will and Grace are single now.
Yep.
The kids never existed.
Yeah.
Stan is still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, we were like, is he?
And Karen's still rich.
Karen is still rich. What did you guys think of those?
I liked it. I like that they're going back to their original theme. Right. I think if they would have had kids in episode, it would just would have been too many characters, too many new people to be had to learn.
It would have been Modern Family.
Basically. Yes. And they know what works for them. And I hope that they do bring on new characters, but not like every single episode. Like, their formula is good. Don't throw a wrench in there where it's like, you don't need to fix it. It's good.
I like that, they stuck to the original, home base, I guess you can say, because now when new fans come and they watch Will and Grace, instead of throwing, a family and kids and Karen moving to, Jersey or something, or Jack living in, Cali.
Why gotta be Jersey?
I don't know. I'm from New York, so.
I'm from New York, too! We're gonna be ratchet.
Yes! Sorry, Crystal.
I'm from the Bay Area.
Where are you from?
I'm from Montana.
She's from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's from the Bay Area, guys.
There you go.
So we got from New York,
we got the Bay Area, we got the building.
How you doing?
So there was a little shade to Jersey. Sorry, Jersey folks. It was a little shady. But I like that they stuck to their roots. Sorry, Jersey. New Yorkers are so shady. I'm sorry.
I know.
But I like that. I like that they didn't go off course. And I like when new fans now come in. Or maybe if you needed a reminder, you probably didn't see the show. You probably didn't go back to watch the series finale or the last season.
Right.
So now when you watch the first episode and it opens up, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. So I like that they stuck to that.
Yeah.
And just like you were, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just like you were saying, there's so many generations watching this show now. Yeah. You have the ones that were watching it when it was live, the ones that were watching it when it went off for the 11 years, and now the new generation. Mm-hmm. So you got a whole bunch of people just giving their opinions and seeing this for the third, fourth, fifth time, first time. So I'm sure Twitter is going to be crazy.
Oh. I'm really glad you brought that up, because not to be sappy or anything like that, but Will and Grace was a first of its kind, and it really did inspire, I don't want to just say gay people, but all members of the LGBTQ community.
Yes. Yep.
And I feel like the new generation that is watching it now, especially with what is happening in our politics today, need it more than ever.
Yes.
Just so that they can feel comfortable in themselves and know that there are people out there that they can identify with. And even though they do have those role models elsewhere, Will and Grace was 10 years ago, and I feel like it will give them a new appreciation for who they are as people.
Just absolutely. To piggyback off of that, they've also already talked, Deborah Messing, I know, is very vocal about it, that the original show, they only really had LGB to deal with. And now, because of where we are with it, we have LGBTQA and all these other things that they're going to tackle that with this new season. And
amazing.
That it is going to be a big factor in the show, which is really exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah,
so just had to point that out, because I feel Will and Grace,
absolutely,
as funny of a show as it is, it still has those roots and those messages that mean a lot to people who are part of that community.
They actually had, I was reading an article about them being put in the Smithsonian Museum.
Mm.
Yeah, they had scripts and they had set dressings and all that stuff in there, because they had really made an impact.
They
on
did.
The community.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think now is the time for them to come back, because they've been gone for 10 years. And I think you need that reminder. Because I think when the show came out and it ended, everyone's like, great, yes, we have these things on TV. Mm-hmm. But then it left and you kind of forgot.
Yeah.
Then there's so much madness in the world. And I think to put them back in the slot and they're tackling political things,
mm-hmm,
and political real issues, I think it's, like you said, it's well needed right now.
And we got to remember, we got to admit, Will and Grace is the OG. There wouldn't be no Modern Family if it was no Will and Grace. So you better bow down and thank Will and Grace for being there, because you wouldn't have all these other shows to watch.
Let
after
them know.
Will and Grace.
Let
so you better know who the OG is.
I hope that the show is very successful. I hope people are supporting the show. I hope that the show wins as many Emmys in this next season.
You want an Emmy fact? Yes. They are one of the only three sitcoms for all actors, Will, Devin Messing, to all win Emmys.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It was Will and Grace show, the other Golden Girls, and there was one more that I can't remember, but there was only three in history where all the cast members won Emmys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like they will, because we're only one episode in, and just the writing was just on point. Like, I was cracking up, crying, like, dying laughing, so I feel like they may...
Yeah. Yeah, they have the same writer, so the flow keeps going.
And not even kudos to the writers, but these actors are amazing, you guys. God. And they've come back with their original characters in full force. And I just want to talk about where they are right now. If anybody at home has forgotten, you know, Karen is still a hot mess, rich, privileged, alcoholic, slash drug addict. Will is still an attorney. They didn't really address it that much in this episode, but I'm sure he is or is retired. Grace still has her designing firm, and Jack is
still living across the hall.
He's still just Jack.
Don't do that.
What did you guys think of them keeping their original characters?
I love it. I've always said, when I was watching the show and growing up, I always said that Jack and Karen were my spirit animals. I feel like the actors on the show, they're comedic. They're so on point. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't stop laughing. Even when it went on commercial, then it would come back, and we just kept dying laughing.
Yeah.
So I love seeing that they're still the same person, and they didn't change. And I love that they did not add the aspect of, like, kids and marriage, and we're grown up. No, I like seeing Karen being an alcoholic. She's a Republican. She's here for the Trumps. Like, because that's Karen. Yeah. That's just who we would expect Karen to be.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Just jump, guys. I just looked it up. Mary Tyler Moore was the other one.
Of course. There you go. She's OG.
Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore.
I have to point this out, because there is four of us. And I feel like we would be disappointing our viewers at home if we did not compare ourselves to characters. So I'm going to start with Sanders.
Oh, my God.
Out of four, who do you think you would be?
Well, you know, I would have to relate to Jack. Because, going back to when Willie Grace was on, that's how I got my Twitter and my YouTube. It's like, just Sans. Like, that's what I swear. I was walking down the block. I'm like, I want to be a YouTuber. It's me, just Sans world. And then that's how I got it. So that's how I relate to him. He says, like, crazy things. So I just... Yeah, that's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I would like to say Karen, but I'm not. I think I probably more like Grace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Grace is always looking for love, and she's always around her gay boys, and I'm the same way, a little less Hollywood. Like, that's just, like, my favorite thing to do. In fact, right before I came here, one of my friends called me, and I'm like, you have no idea what I'm about to... I couldn't even get into it. I was so excited to be coming here, especially because it's my first show.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What about you?
I think I'm like, Karen's sarcasm. I mean, Karen wouldn't be happy if I was saying this, that I feel like I am like Karen because she's witty, she's sarcastic, and she's funny. And, like, her and Jack are really close, and that's how I am, especially with my gay bros. Like, that's just how we are. But I feel like I'm also a little bit of Grace. You know, she's a little naive, always looking for love. I feel like I'm that way, but I'm definitely Karen. Not saying I do drugs or anything, but and I'm not rich. But I'm looking, so I'm like Karen.
Hey, there you go. I feel a little pressured to say Will now, just so we can have but I feel like I have to go with Jack as well. He just says these crazy things that just come out of his mouth, and I feel like that is just me to a T. I feel like I do have some Will mannerisms in there a little bit, so I guess I will be the Will. Sanders, you can be the Jack.
You're the leading host. So you're like,
I guess Will, I will be Will.
Like the leader.
I will be Will. Okay.
The cook, so Will is the cook.
There you go. Oh, there you go. See, Brianna knows everything about me. Brianna, who do you relate to?
I want to say I'm kind of a mixture of Karen and Grace.
Yeah, same.
think that I'm witty like Karen, but I definitely feel like I'm just kind of like nonchalant, throw off everything away like Grace.
I love it.
I want to say,
I know I saw a bottle of vodka.
I want to say I'm not as self-absorbed as Grace.
Grace is very self-absorbed. Yes. Speaking of new characters, though, we are introduced to Tony, and I don't know if he's going to be a recurring character. But I initially liked him. I liked what they might do with him and Karen's character. What did you guys think of them introducing Tony?
I'll jump in. I thought it was cool because, of course, like we always said, this is an old show, but there's a new generation watching. So I thought it was pretty cool to throw in Tony because, of course, he's the youngest one in the cast now. Mm-hmm. He's going to be working with Karen. And, of course, Karen is super offensive. And, of course, he is of color. So I can't wait to see, like, what their dynamic and what their relationship is going to be like.
Yeah.
I like that he was really young and he was like super afraid to say exactly what was on his mind, right? I feel like we're all like that with older people, right? Like we want to be like really proper and politically correct and not offend. You know what I mean?
I'm good.
We know Jack.
But I like that. I like that he was kind of coy, but I think he's going to come out. He's going to like come out with like, I don't know. He's going to be like a sneaky. I don't know. He seems like he might be a little trouble later on.
He's so cute.
He's really cute.
Yeah. I took a scene as he's probably sleeping with Karen because I wouldn't put it over that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like she's
not offensive because I like it.
That's exactly what I thought. And I feel like they have to introduce a straight character.
Yeah.
Not a straight male character, if you will, because I feel like they have to balance out everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
And if it's a straight character in an office, you know Karen's going to
go after
him.
That's why she's my girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's her little boy toy in the office. He's adorable. Why not?
So the major storyline... right. Major storyline of the episode is Grace happens to get a job from Karen to redecorate the Oval Office.
Gosh.
So they head to Washington, her and Karen, and Will and Jack head to Washington as well to meet a congressman in the Oval Office, or at the Rose Garden, that Will is flirting with. But they have differences. He's very attractive. The one thing that I want to point out is that they have differences of opinions, and I want to kind of get into the political undertones of the episode, because they hit it right off the bat with Will flirting with this guy who has differences of opinions than he does. And I think after this election, I don't know if you guys have know married people who one voted for Trump, one voted for Hillary, and the butting of heads that comes with those kinds of opinions. What did you think of Will and that maybe little tiny relationship with Congressman Sandoval?
I like that they showed that part because, of course, we all don't have the same opinions and we all don't think that the guy that's in the White House right now is crazy. There's some people who actually are for him. But I think it's true because I think after this election, a lot of us had friends that we weren't too sure about and we've seen some crazy things online, or you get to know people a little bit better because of like the weird things that they were posting because of the election. Mm-hmm. So I think it was also cool. And I actually know a friend who they're a couple and they completely voted for two different people. Mm. And they said at first it tore them apart a little bit, but they came back together. So I like that they're showing, you know, you can be on two different sides. Yeah. Unfortunately, you should only be on one side.
Right.
Our side. No, I'm kidding. My views are not AfterBuzz's views. So I put that out there. Don't AfterBuzz to get in trouble for my views.
Right.
But no, I like that they showed that. I like that Will has an interest in this really hot guy.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to have a yin and a yang, right? You can't.
Yes,
I mean, you got to have balance in life. I don't think it would be a fun show if it showed them going after the same, you know, politician or, you know, politics. And I don't know. I think it adds controversy, but it also adds like a little fun to it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
And the fact that it's a comedy, we can laugh about it. I don't expect people to be in the comments like, how dare you?
Exactly.
It's like, it's Will and Grace. Like, do your homework.
For sure.
And the fact, I want to see how far, I don't even know who to call Karen. I'll just call it Karen. Like, I'm like, do I become proper? It's like, no, I want to see how far Karen's going to go with the jokes.
Yes.
Like, how far is she going to go?
Yeah.
Like, is she going to end up, like, having, like, orange stuff around her lips or something?
Yes, I'm excited to see how far Karen is going. I'm excited to see how far Jack is going to go. A little thing that I miss.
He goes all the way.
And there's just so much more to explore throughout the season, so I'm excited to see where they go.
I could just chat
Yeah, go ahead.
A sec. It's interesting because Will and Grace primarily has been on air during Republican presidencies.
Wow.
Because last time it was George Bush.
Yep.
And they made a lot of, you know, references and jokes towards his presidency, especially the last season.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of fitting that it comes back with the new Republican president.
Yeah. And I just wanted to point out that, just speaking of going all the way, they hit off the same-sex kiss right off in the first episode.
Loved it.
With Lenny and Jack. What did you guys think about that?
Loved it. I was like, that's right, NBC. NBC, you are great.
Right. Well, Sanders over there like,
unless you were born like in like the 80s or whatever, right. If you're not the new generation, then you don't know that first kiss that of two men being on TV was such a big thing. Now it's not a big thing because they've been seeing it, right. But it brings me back to me first seeing it.
Yes.
So it's like, ooh, why am I still feeling the same way at the first time? It's like, because the first time I seen it was on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
So it's like reliving that moment again.
Wow. It's very, the show is very nostalgic. It brought back so many good feelings, so many different emotions. Like, I remember where I was 11 years ago. So that's what, after watching the show, that's how I felt. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Literally remember watching the last episode. Brought back so many great feels.
I feel the exact same way. I think one thing that I missed from this episode, and I know they couldn't fit it all in, was Karen's kind of down talk to Grace about how she's not fashionable and how she's flat chested and all this stuff. I missed a little bit of that this episode. I don't know how you guys felt about that. But they can't really joke on Grace's wardrobe anymore because she actually looks kind of good.
She's really good.
Yeah,
red hair on fleek, as I feel like Grace would probably say.
Yeah.
Now that they have a dictionary of, like, they're throwing in the new word. She
and
looks
I liked how she said to Melania, she's not a threat.
I love it.
How Grace is not a threat. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that Karen.
I would not worry. They are going to make so many flat-chested jokes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
So many fashion jokes coming up. Like, no matter how good she looks, Karen will shoot her down.
Yes.
Karen's amazing.
Just like Karen does.
Of course. I want to talk about more of this, the political subcultures, because they had really, they had amazing one-line zingers in this episode. I couldn't even write them all down. But the Russian English dictionary and the fidget spinner and his death was by far my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. 100%. What were some of your favorites this episode?
I will
episode?
Say one of my, well, of course, when Jack is like, okay, Shonda, now we got a scandal. I just feel like, and now after this show, I'm going to get so many one-liners that I'm just going to say to my friends, like, okay, Shonda, now we got a scandal. But I loved when she was trying to match his skin color to the curtains and she takes out the Cheetos bag.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss so many great subtle things.
Yes.
But that had to be one of my favorite things was the Cheeto bag.
Mine was the Anderson Cooper.
That was a good one too.
It was such a good one because I used to love him, and then I found out he was gay. I was like, no.
Silver Fox.
Sorry, he's ours.
So I know he's so hot. Meet my mom.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you with the Shonda Rhimes and the scandal. Like, there's just the one-liners that you just can use now in your life.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm cool. They don't watch Will and Grace. Well, everyone watches Will and Grace, but it's like, hopefully they don't watch it. Like, they can think it's my
job. So now you can go on and, like, say to someone, like, okay, Shonda, now we got a scandal, girl.
Yeah, basically.
I'm literally going to use that line everywhere I go.
So just another one of my favorites, and then we can move on, was So Did You Get Serviced?
Oh,
it's a
secret.
Oh, yeah, that was so
guys,
good.
Classic Karen and Jack in just those two lines.
Yes. Like, oh, can we please keep track of how many guys Jack sleeps with this season.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. Can we do that? We don't have enough paper in the world.
Was it Orange Scary Balls? I love the whole, like, the movement.
Yeah, Jack. That was hilarious.
Well, we're counting. We have one so far.
One so far.
One.
So far.
Okay.
So
Sanders, far. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay. Yes.
That'll
I'll
be your
track.
Job. To figure out how many. I'm not even going to try to count how many bottles
Karen
drinks.
Yeah.
Because we
I'll keep counting.
Of course you will, Key. Of course
I'll
you
will. I'll keep counting.
One thing that I love that they're sticking to the original of in the show is that they're sticking to the formula of there is a happy good times, and then there's something that Will and Grace disagrees with, and then there's the makeup at the end. Were you guys expecting Will and Grace to part ways at the end of this episode, or were you expecting them to live together a little bit longer?
Definitely live together.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do. And I felt like it didn't go too far where they pushed the argument a little bit too much and they didn't try to fit too much in. And it was just like, good, it's even. You didn't go too far. You fought, then you made it funny, and then now you're together. You didn't, you know. They
Absolutely.
Didn't make it a two-episode thing.
Right.
No, yeah. That would have been redundant. I mean, you can't have a good episode without them being together, really. You know.
And Grace even knew. She didn't even pack her suitcase.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That sounds like that's something I would do, which I love. So I love that. I even love the cute pillow fight that they had in the Oval Office.
God,
that was
so
hilarious.
I love the pillow fight, but did anybody notice the over-CGI'd feathers?
I saw that too!
Just a little shade on the production team, because I saw those CGI pillow feathers, and I was like,
I saw that too.
Yeah, Sanders caught it. Did you catch it?
I did not catch it.
I didn't like it. I was like, it wasn't necessary. I literally wrote down not necessary.
Yeah.
I could have just saw them having a pillow fight. We would have been like, fine.
So funny.
Put it on a sticky note.
It's like,
take
it's 2017.
Off.
Come on.
No
they can
right.
Put another $20 into production.
NBC, I need you to get with it because you know we will throw you shade.
We'll just say it's the pilot.
The pilot.
We'll say it's the pilot.
Right. Yeah, let's go with that. I want to move into where you guys, because I feel like we've covered everything in this episode. I want to know what your thoughts are about where they're going to go in this season. Where do you think that the characters are going to be headed in terms of personal directions?
That's good. I feel like the show, it's probably going to stay where they started, kind of on the political basis of it, because this is, you know, we're such in a weird, crazy time, and there's so much going on, and I feel like it would be only right, not only right, but I feel like it'd be awesome for them to kind of stay on that. I do kind of see them maybe bringing in a love interest, maybe for Grace. Will is trying to do his whole thing with the political guy, so I would like to see that happen. I feel like Jack and Karen are just gonna turn up as usual. But I think like it's I think the focus is gonna be on them four. Like not a lot of characters are gonna come in. This is just my opinion. I don't know. I might be shocked.
It's this first episode.
It's the first episode. Like first. I might be shocked next week. It might be like 20 new people. Like, oh shit. Like, so I would like for them to stick to like what's going on today.
Yeah.
And then bring up today's issues.
Crystal, what do you think?
Not to piggyback off of you, but
I
100% think it's gonna like continue the way it is right now. I think that if they do too many things that it's gonna it's just, you know, you're gonna lose the audience, right? I think that's why they're divorced and single and there's no kids. You gotta keep it to the main crew.
I just hope they don't keep it too political. I want them to do more pop culture with a little bit of politics in it, because I don't want to become the comedy political show. I want to be the, I want J-Lo back on there, I want Janet back on there, I want Cher back on there. Like, I want to see new celebrities. Get Zac Efron on there. Zac Efron and Will make out. Make that happen. If you make that happen, 10%. Thank you.
They're woke.
Sanders, I'm so glad that you brought that up, just because that's another point of conversation that we could have, because there are so many, in the last 10 years, there have been so many more, you know, celebrities that have come about. And, you know, they ended the series finale with Kevin Bacon on as a guest star. So I'm excited to see what other celebrities that they can...
I heard some rumors, but I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. I'll tell you when we're all off air.
Okay.
We're excited.
I'm like, ooh, 16.
We're very excited. Do you guys have any other last words that you want to talk about?
Oh, I did want to say that I love the hat. It says Make America Gay Again.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they ended it really well with that.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I love that they don't have previews of what's coming next, because it's not like we got to fully remember what happened in the last episode, because each episode is its own thing, and we keep a little bit of the last one, maybe the boyfriend or someone's dating, so we don't have to be like too focused on storylines, really.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see where they go. I know you guys at home are excited to see where this show develops after 11 years, you guys. I'm so honored to be with this panel. I think we have a great chemistry. Yeah. I am really, really, really excited to see what kind of things we come up with this season. Tweet us, give us a like, subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. Let us know where they can find you guys.
Hey guys, sorry. My name is Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom and Make America Gay Again.
Hey guys, you can find me at Instagram and on Twitter at Crystal823, and my name is Crystal McLaughlin.
Sanders Kennedy, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World. And I should do it like that. Just Sans World.
Just Sans World.
I have to do it now.
And once again, guys, I am Timothy Michael. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to comment and tweet us. We want to read your comments next episode. We want to hear what you guys thought of this first episode. Reach me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike, and we will see you guys next week. Make America Gay Again.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.